The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Woman's Day, Barbecue Safety. June is National Safety Month, so we asked our favorite ER doctor, Dr. Daria, for her top tips on keeping your family safe during your next backyard barbecue. And she offers, it looks like, six of them. Skip wire grill brushes. Cleaning the grill with a wire brush is a big no-no. Those tiny bristles can become dislodged and end up in your food, posing a serious health risk. Accidental ingestion of them could lead to throat irritation, internal bleeding, or even bowel perforation, sometimes requiring surgery. Instead, use a cut raw potato or a halved raw onion to clean the grates. Dr. Daria also recommends trying a Scrub Daddy Barbecue Daddy, a Cuisinart Scour Brush, or a Grill Rescue Grill Brush. Next, keep hot food hot and cold food cold. Don't leave anything outdoors for more than 2 hours or for more than 1 hour if it's hotter than 80 degrees outside. Keep things used on raw meat separate. As soon as you put raw meat on the grill, throw all the dishes and utensils that touched it into the sink. That reduces the chance that anyone will forget and use them again. Accidentally contaminating cooked foods or foods that don't need to be cooked. Never reuse marinade. If you're marinating raw meat and you want to use some of the marinade as a sauce on the side, set aside a portion of the marinade before it touches the meat, and then use that for your post-cooking seasoning. If someone gets burned on the grill, follow these steps. Remove any jewelry from that area that was burned, as it will swell and the jewelry could become constricting. Use room temperature water, not ice, to cool the area. Clean gently with mild soap and tap water. Give Tylenol or Motrin for pain as needed. And when should you go to the doctor? If there are many blisters or deep burns, or there's significant involvement of the face or hands, or the burn is on a child or an elderly person, seek medical care. Also do this if the burn goes all the way around a part of the body. If blisters form, just cover them lightly with ointment and dressing if needed. Do not pop them. From First for Women, some summer health tips. First, snacking on strawberries prevents sun damage. You don't want to hide indoors to avoid sunburn, and you don't have to. Just dollop on the sunscreen, then pump up your protection by feasting on strawberries. These sweet seasonal treats are packed with anthocyanins, natural UV-blocking compounds that can soak into skin cells, according to Portuguese scientists. Already have sun-kissed skin? Anthocyanins quickly reduce redness and speed healing of sunburns. Mini stretches minimize joint pain. We love planting seedlings, getting out the barbecue, and setting up patio furniture for summer gatherings. But the joint stiffness that can flare afterward? Not so much. The good news? A study published in the journal Physiotherapy suggests taking a few minutes each day to do easy stretches. Try shoulder shrugs, hip circles, and toe touches. They can prevent fun-sapping pain flares. The reason? Even short stretch sessions boost healing blood flow to joint tissues. Backyard fun wards off headaches. Thunderstorms, temperature fluxes, bright sunlight reflecting off cars. There are a lot of headache triggers out there this time of year. But research from Spain suggests playing outdoor games like bocce ball or croquet a few times weekly can make headache flares milder and less frequent, while intense workouts prompt the body to release a troublesome compound, CGRP, I don't know what that stands for, that raises headache risk. Gentle workouts keep CGRP levels low and relax tight neck muscles. A twilight view banishes insomnia. Your risk of restless sleep doubles once the nights get warmer and stickier. But taking a few minutes each evening to gaze out the window as the sun goes down can help you drift off quickly and sleep more soundly. That's the word from University of Colorado investigators who say the warm orange and yellow hues and low angle of a setting sun prod your brain to release the essential sleep hormone, melatonin. A little bit of sunshine fends off food poisoning. Bacteria grow quickly as the temperature rises, putting one in six of us at risk of food poisoning every summer. Fortunately, help is right outside your door. Soaking up a few minutes of sunshine daily switches on your body's production of vitamin D3. And scientists reporting in Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology say this nutrient stalls the growth of intestinal germs. And last, lavender oil fights athlete's foot. Your feet will smell lovely and they'll stay sandal ready all summer if you take time to treat them to a daily lavender oil massage. Lavender's secret? It contains a powerful natural antifungal compound called linalool that destroys athlete's foot fungi on contact, suggests a research review published in the journal Molecules. To do this, dilute 12 drops of lavender essential oil in 2 tablespoons of any lotion or carrier oil and massage into clean, well-dried feet once daily. From Real Simple, Money Talks. Ramit Sethi, S-E-T-H-I, one of our favorite personal finance experts, came out with a new book called Money for Couples a few months ago, and we haven't been able to stop thinking about the real-life stories and brilliant advice therein. So we asked him for his best tip for couples. Most couples only talk about money when something goes wrong, he says. Change that. Start a monthly money meeting with your partner, and begin each meeting with a random compliment like, I love how every time we travel, you make sure we get to the airport on time. Soon you'll both associate money with feeling good and being connected. The book again, Money for Couples, and it's Ramit Sethi, S-E-T-H-I. From First for Women, Eye-Catching in Islet. They're showing 4 stars, celebrities, showing ways to wear that perfect for summer fabric. Debbie Matenopoulos is showing a wide leg jumpsuit that won't cling to the lower body or emphasize trouble spots. It's a one shoulder design. Christie Brinkley models eyelet trim, adding interest to a white sundress and drawing focus vertically to elongate the figure. Malin Ackerman is wearing an off-the-shoulder blouse that's eyelet material, showing some skin and keeping you cool on a hot day. And Pippa Middleton, an eyelet sundress is a summer staple that can easily be dressed up or down for any occasion. And then they offer some eyelet picks that are going to be hot this year. And, of course, I urge you, as always, to shop your own closet for similar pieces so you don't have to spend money and keep more fabric and textiles out of landfills for longer. So here are their eyelet picks. A simple A-line dress that flatters all body types from Gap, $98, gap.com. It's the lace trim mini dress. It looks like it has 3/4 length sleeves. Then there's another one. This is a green dress, much longer. The tie belt on this green maxi dress reins in the fabric to accentuate the waist. This one's sleeveless but has a collar. $70 from Venus.com, V-E-N-U-S.com. It's called the Eyelet Maxi Dress. Next, a long-sleeved blouse allows for airflow to prevent you from overheating. This is a light blue fabric. Looks like it has long sleeves, though. $25 from H&M, available on hm.com. It's the blouse with eyelet embroidery. Next, this chic skirt boasts an elastic waist to keep you comfy. It's only eyelet on the bottom. $50 from Old Navy. You can Get it online at oldnavy.gap.com, oldnavy.gap.com. It's the A-line eyelet midi skirt. And last, flats with cutouts, which mimic eyelet material, of course, add feminine flair to any outfit. $35 from its Wild Fable brand, which is available at Target.com. T-A-R-G-E-T. It's the Elsa Eyelet Mary Jane Ballet Flats. They probably come in more than just the white color that is shown here. From Real Simple, 5 brilliant gardening tricks that actually work. First, use cardboard boxes to kill weeds and grass. Let's say you want to take some yard space and turn it into a flower bed. Cardboard can help. Lay your broken down boxes, plain brown cardboard with the tape and staples removed, in the shape of your desired bed. Wet the cardboard down with a hose and then mulch right over it. You'll have a barrier for weeds and grass, and over time the cardboard will simply decompose. No need to pick it back up again. Use a wire wastebasket to protect your plants. No bunny likes it when rascally rabbits treat budding garden beds like an all-you-can-eat salad bar. To keep them away, pick up a bunch of wire wastebaskets from the dollar store and stake one upside down over each plant or small grouping. Not today, little guys. Not today. Use a bar of soap to keep your fingernails clean. If you're reading this item so far and are like, well, no duh, keep reading. This tip is all about being proactive, not reactive. Before you head outside, scratch a bar of soap until it accumulates under your nails. This will help prevent dirt from getting in there, so you can dig around without gloves. Then when you wash up, the soap should dissolve with minimal scrubbing. Use a muffin tin to measure plots for seeds. Put down the yardstick and grab a muffin tin. Push the bakeware into the soil face up to create an evenly spaced grid of indentations. You can then put seeds into every well or every other well, following whatever spacing and depth the seed packets suggest. Way easier than measuring, I'll say. And last, use baby oil and sand to keep tools rust-free. A smart way to store your metal hand trowel and shears in a bucket filled with sand and a bit of baby oil. The generally recommended ratio is 5 gallons of sand to 1 quart of oil. It'll help keep your tools, help the tools stay free of rust and ready to grab. As a bonus, the abrasive sand can scrub off clumps of dirt if you wiggle the tools around in it. From Woman's Day, Forest Bathing 101. Learn how to turn any outdoor space into a meditation retreat. And they're going into forest bathing because June is National Great Outdoors Month. Forest bathing, also called Shinrin Yoku, is a Japanese practice that's all about immersing yourself mindfully in nature. It doesn't revolve around hiking or breaking a sweat. It's about slowing down and soaking in your surroundings. Our resident meditation and breathwork teacher, Lindsay Benowit O'Connell, founder of The Lab Wellness, tells you how. Her tips? Move at a snail's pace. Walk more slowly than usual, noticing how your feet connect with the earth. Engage your 5 senses. Listen to rustling leaves. Feel the texture of tree bark and inhale the sense of nature. Breathe like you mean it. Deep inhalations of fresh air equal instant calm. And ditch the phone. Let yourself be fully present. Notifications can wait. Now, I recommend still keeping the phone with you, but maybe turn it off so that you don't get any dings. Simple outdoor meditation rituals that feel like hitting a reset button. There are 3. Barefoot grounding. Feel the earth recharge you. Go shoeless and let your feet touch the earth, whether it's grass, sand, or dirt. Feel its coolness, texture, and gentle energy. With every step, picture stress draining from your body and sinking into the ground. leaving you lighter and more connected. Tree gazing meditation. Share a tree's chill energy. Pick a tree that catches your eye. Sit beside it and take it in. Its steady presence, its deep roots, its effortless way of just being. Breathe in deeply, imagining yourself soaking up the tree's steady energy. As you exhale, let go of anything that is weighing you down. And natural sound awareness. Make the outdoors your meditation soundtrack. Shut your eyes and tune in as if you're listening to your favorite playlist, except this one is made up of bird song, rustling leaves, and distant waves. Let the rhythm of nature wrap around you, bringing you fully into the moment. And from the Smile File, a quickie from Woman's Day. A couple of dates they want to remind you of in case you feel like celebrate them in any way you choose. June 8th, which actually was the day before this airs, was Best Friends Day. So if you haven't spoken with yours in a while, maybe it's time to reconnect. And then June 14th, Flag Day, if you choose to celebrate in some kind of red, white, and blue way. From First for Women, question, there are so many tea options, green, black, chamomile, which one is best? And their answer, it's impossible to pick just one. Here are a few of my faves. Black/white/oolong. These teas share the same power to fight inflammation, which can help reduce the risk of a long list of conditions, including type 2 diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. They each contain caffeine, unless the package specifically states that it's decaf. Chamomile. It's caffeine-free and perfect for when we feel frazzled, because it can help ease anxiety and irritability. I call it a calming tea. Pinky up, stress down. And green tea, a superfood in its own right, can help reduce inflammation and promote healthy skin. Some studies show it can protect against sun damage, and other studies suggest it may play a modest role in weight loss. Try matcha powder, an even more potent concentrated form, if you enjoy green tea's flavor. From First for Women in Focus, sing it out, a joyful way to breathe easier. Your shower singing could do more than wake you up and boost your mood. It's also good for your lungs, say researchers in BMJ Open Respiratory Research. In their study of people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as COPD, a lung condition that makes breathing difficult, those who sang regularly for 12 weeks reported improved quality of life, especially in terms of breathing and stamina. That's because singing requires breath control and it gives respiratory muscles a workout. And one more quickie. Next time you're facing a needle, a tough workout, or a backache, take a minute to smile. It can ease your pain, say researchers in the Journal of Positive Psychology. In that study, when people smiled as they placed a hand in cold water for 2 minutes, their heart rate dropped, a sign that the body is shifting into a relaxed state. The researchers say smiling helps the body handle discomfort and stressful situations. And guess what? It's free. I like free options. From First for Women, cucumbers, find them fresh in the produce aisle. Hydration helpers. Often considered a vegetable, cucumbers are actually a fruit. They're about 95% water, so they aid in digestion and help regulate body temperature. And this will be the quickest recipe I've ever given you. Crunchy ribbon salad. Using a peeler, shave 4 mini cucumbers into ribbons. In a bowl, toss the ribbons with 3 tablespoons of crumbled feta cheese, 2 tablespoons of vinaigrette dressing, and 1 tablespoon of chives, seasoned with salt and pepper. Okay, dokie, I can handle that one. From Woman's Day, poblano and black bean loaded potatoes. Active time 20 minutes, total time is 30, and it serves 4. We need 4 medium russet potatoes, about 8 ounces each, scrubbed and dried. 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt. 2 poblano peppers cut into small pieces. 1 15.5-ounce can of black beans, including the liquid that's in there. 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin. 1/4 teaspoon smoked paprika. 1/3 cup sour cream. 1/2 teaspoon lime zest, plus 2 teaspoons lime juice, and more for serving. 1 large plum tomato, seeded and chopped, and grated cheddar cheese for serving. Heat oven to 400, prick potatoes, and microwave on high for 10 minutes. Brush potatoes with 1 tablespoon oil, sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt, place directly on the middle oven rack with baking sheet on the rack below to catch oil drippings, and bake until tender, 18 to 20 minutes. Meanwhile, heat remaining tablespoon of oil in a large skillet on medium. Add peppers and cook covered, stirring occasionally until tender, 5 to 7 minutes. Transfer to a plate. To a skillet, add black beans, cumin, smoked paprika, and 1/4 teaspoon salt, and cook, stirring occasionally until beans are slightly thickened, 4 to 5 minutes. Fold in the poblanos. In a bowl, combine sour cream and lime zest. In a second bowl, toss tomato with lime juice and a pinch of salt. Split potatoes and top with cheddar if desired. Then add the beans, tomatoes, and sour cream. Sprinkle with additional lime zest if desired. And on to dessert from Good Housekeeping, chocolate cupcakes with ganache glaze. They look as good as they sound. Active time is 30 minutes plus 1 hour of cooling time. For the cake part, we need 1.5 cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup granulated sugar, 1/3 cup unsweetened cocoa powder, not the Dutch process kind. There's different kinds. 1/4 cup packed dark brown sugar, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 3/4 cup of warm water, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and 1/2 teaspoon espresso powder. For the ganache, 5 ounces of bittersweet chocolate, finely chopped, 3/4 cup heavy cream, and sprinkles for topping. They're using brown sprinkles so that it's all a brown on brown on brown look. To make the cake, heat oven to 350, line 12-cup muffin pan with cupcake liners. So this is going to make 12 cupcakes. In a large bowl, whisk together flour, sugar, cocoa powder, brown sugar, baking soda, and salt until well combined with no clumps remaining. Then in a medium bowl, whisk together warm water, the mayonnaise, vanilla, and espresso powder until smooth. Make a well in the dry ingredients. Let's just dig a hole in the middle. And gradually whisk in the mayonnaise mixture just until the batter is smooth. Divide batter among the prepared muffin cups, filling each about 60% of the way full. And then bake until toothpick inserted in the center of the cupcakes comes out clean, 20 to 22 minutes. Let cool in the pan for 10 minutes, then gently remove and transfer to wire rack to cool completely. Make the ganache. Place chopped chocolate in a medium heat-proof bowl in a small saucepan on medium heat. Heat the cream until just bubbling at the edges. Pour the hot, heavy cream on top of the chocolate. Let sit for 5 minutes, then whisk until melted and smooth. Dip cupcakes in the ganache and then top with sprinkles. Let set for 30 minutes. Serve with any remaining ganache if desired. Oh, man, that sounds so good. Oh, my. Some morning treats. Everything Yagels. Active time 10 minutes. Total time is 45. We need 1 cup of self-rising flour, plus more for dusting, 1 cup of plain Greek yogurt, 1 large egg beaten, 1.5 tablespoons everything bagel seasoning. Heat oven to 350. Line baking sheet with parchment paper. In a medium bowl, stir together the flour and yogurt until combined and the dough starts to form. It'll be very sticky. Turn out the dough onto a lightly floured work surface. Knead for 2 minutes, adding more flour as necessary, until the dough is soft and only slightly sticky. Divide into 4 equal pieces and roll each into 1.25-inch thick log, about 8 inches long. Pinch the ends of each log together to form bagels. That's like a donut, in case. Transfer to prepared baking sheet. Brush the tops of the bagels with egg and sprinkle with everything bagel seasoning. Bake until golden brown, 28 to 35 minutes. Serve while still warm. And this obviously makes 4. From First for Women, creamy chickpea soup stew. Active time 10 minutes, total time is 30, and this serves 6. Just a few ingredients: 2 tablespoons olive oil, a medium yellow onion diced, 4 garlic cloves minced or a teaspoon garlic powder, 3 14-ounce cans of chickpeas, 1 drained, 2 with the liquid remaining, 1 14-ounce can of fire-roasted diced tomatoes, fresh basil minced, and optional grated Parmesan cheese or nutritional yeast. Warm oil in a wide, deep skillet over a medium-high flame. Add onion. Saute about 6 minutes until soft and caramelized, stirring occasionally. Add garlic. Saute 1 minute, being careful not to let it burn. Add 1 can of drained chickpeas. Saute for 5 minutes, stirring occasionally. Add diced tomatoes. Mix everything together. Lower heat to medium-low and let simmer for 5 minutes. Puree the 2 remaining cans of chickpeas with their liquid in a blender and pour into the warm stew. Turn heat to medium-high and cook until everything is piping hot. Season with salt, black pepper, fresh chopped basil, and other preferred seasonings. Add some grated Parmesan or nutritional yeast over the top of each serving for a delicious finishing touch. A quickie. A Caesar salad, 15 minutes total. 2.5 oil-packed anchovy fillets. 1 large clove of garlic, grated, kosher salt and pepper. 1/4 cup mayo. 1.5 teaspoons Dijon mustard. 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest plus 1 tablespoon lemon juice. 12-ounce romaine lettuce hearts, halved or cut into thirds crosswise, leaves separated. 2 tablespoons grated parm, plus more for serving. Place anchovy fillets on a cutting board and sprinkle the grated garlic and salt on top, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Finely chop together, smashing with the back of a knife till a paste forms. Transfer to a large bowl and whisk in the mayo, mustard, lemon juice, and zest, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Toss with romaine to coat, then grated Parmesan. Serve with additional parm and cracked pepper if desired, and it makes 4. Obviously, we've run out of time. Feel free to join us next week. I'd love it. Hope we see you then. Take care.